Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
A new week starts right here, right now, live on Football Full Circle. That is FFC, all a part of the Sports Grid Radio Network and Sirius XM Channel 159. He is Joe Lisi. I am Ben Stevens. Together for the next hour up until 1 p.m. Eastern. And Lisi guy, things are starting to get rather interesting as we are 2.5 weeks out from the 2025 NFL Draft. 2 weeks from Thursday, opening night, opening round. Round number one in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where through the weekend, Joe, we saw some moving markets and some speculating reports on what the top of the draft is going to look like. Number one overall, that's pretty much solidified with Miami's Cam Ward going first to the Tennessee Titans. But second and third overall, that's where things get very interesting.
Yeah, and we talk about the movement for potentially Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. A lot of mock drafts have some of those players going 2 and 3, respectively. What happens with Shedeur Sanders and his potential fall? Does he fall out of, you know, the top 5? Does he move into the top 10 or even potentially the top 15? That's really where a lot of the media hype is. But again, you know, what trades take part from now over the next 17 days? That's really the outlier. Potentially these betting markets, they look good now because everything is status quo. But if one team decides to pull the trigger and take a shot, then all of a sudden everything changes. I just read a report today that potentially Breece Hall might be, you know, mentioned in terms of trade rumors. If that happens, then Ben, maybe the Jets are a team potentially moving up into the top 5.
Right now, the New York Jets have the 7th overall pick. We'll see exactly what they do. And Lisi guy, starting today as well, off-season programs, off-season workouts beginning for 3 clubs, all that have a rookie head coach. That would be the Patriots, the Jets, and the Bears, at least a rookie head coach in that organization. Of course, Mike Vrabel has been around for a while, but a first-year head coach. The Jets already showing up to the facility. Justin Fields, the new quarterback for Gangrene, showing up today as well. Lisi guy, let's talk about the draft odds that we have available. Cam Ward is a minus 20,000 favorite. Now, minus 20,000 to be that first overall pick made by the Tennessee Titans. The Titans have canceled any visits with Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, basically solidifying the fact that Cam Ward is going to be the first overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft. It is pretty crazy, Lisi, because entering Combine Week, Cam Ward was the slight minus money favorite, but at minus 120, minus 135, he is now minus 20,000. If you have been with us here all offseason long, on FFC, and Joe and I were pretty adamant that a quarterback would go one, even if the Titans were going to move out of that spot. We hope you capitalized and have already cashed that ticket, basically. Where the market moves is starting at second overall. It's the pick the Cleveland Browns currently hold. Late last week, Lisi guy, Abdul Carter, the edge rusher, the game wrecker out of Penn State, minus 270 to be that second overall selection. He's no longer the odds-on favorite. it's Travis Hunter at minus 135. At the same time, late last week, it was Hunter around a minus 185 number to be the third overall pick, a slight minus money favorite. Now it's Abdul Carter at minus 110. Different players expected to be the picks at 2 and 3.
Yeah, and again, we talk about the versatility of Travis Hunter. That's really what it comes down to. You know, even if you draft him as a lockdown corner, the potential to utilize him for 10 to 15 plays on the offensive side of the ball or even vice versa is always on the table, right? Is he a better wide receiver than he is lockdown corner? Only time will tell, but you're getting a player that has an impact and can make an impact on both sides of the ball. And, you know, when you're talking about defensive lockdown corners, you're getting an elite talent, you know, athleticism, you know, great speed, great hands, the ball instincts are there, and the ability to just elevate his team. Think about, you know, just him in Colorado with Shedeur Sanders. He was a major reason why, and then one of the main reasons why, they were a 9-win football team during the regular season. So again, you know, you're getting a game changer. Cleveland, if they stay in that spot, if they take Abdul Carter, okay, it's great, but now you have the potential to have an elite cornerback, and that really matters in terms of today's game.
Yeah, it really is an interesting spot there, Joe, because if the Cleveland Browns are staying at 2, and all indications as of this moment, as we have shared many, many times in the modern draft era since 1994, when the NFL draft expanded to 7 rounds, this is the first time that all 32 NFL organizations have held on to their first round pick, even since the NFL became 32 teams in the early 2000s at this stage of the year. Are we going to see some trades in the next 17 days or so? That remains to be seen. But with Cleveland right now sticking at 2nd overall, the idea that you just spent a ton of money on Myles Garrett to keep him in-house, not starting the rebuild by trading him to acquire a ton of draft capital to maybe focus on a quarterback early in the draft, and then you would select Abdul Carter 2nd overall, who plays the same position as Myles Garrett. Yeah, you could be dominant on that defensive line, but really not much else there. That they were going to draft Abdul Carter was an interesting move. Now Travis Hunter trending toward being that 2nd overall pick. Abdul Carter yesterday, Joe, in State College, of course, where Penn State is, had dinner with the New York Giants, including head coach Brian Daboll, is scheduled to now visit the Giants facility this week as well. He has moved into slight minus money category to be that 3rd overall pick that the Giants now hold. I do find it interesting, Lisey guy, if the Giants end up with Abdul Carter, Kayvon Thibodeau still there for this Giants team, and you know you have Dexter Lawrence up front as well, that would be a really solid D-line for New York. But I wonder how happy Giants fans would be with Abdul Carter as compared to Travis Hunter because the versatility the reigning Heisman winner possesses.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting, right? It definitely fits a need. And you talk about front seven and the ability to lock down Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott in terms of the NFC East opponents. That, you know, Abdul Carter helps you in that aspect, right? But does he move the needle for the other aspect? You know, getting Shedeur, potentially Travis Hunter, that wow factor really elevates, you know, fans and buys in. So again, would Travis Hunter help that defense? Absolutely, right? You have a lockdown corner. You take away a third of the football field, you know, going up against the likes of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and C.D. Lamb, and Terry McLaurin as well. So, you know, I don't think the Giants could go wrong, Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. I will say that if you're just looking overall, Giants have done well with Penn State talent, right? You know, they had obviously Saquon, Theo Johnson was taken in terms of last year's draft. So they, Penn State players step up. You know, it's close to home. It's a New York market. If they were to take Abdul Carter, you know, with Thibodeau, dynamic bookends getting after the pass rusher. So we'll see how it plays out. But if I was the Giants and Travis Hunter was there, I would take him over Carter.
Yeah, plus 150 right now for Travis Hunter. But I think, Joe, the idea being that if Hunter is there at 3, that means Abdul Carter has gone 2nd overall, because it really kind of seems like the top 3 in some form or fashion will be Cam Ward 1, And then is it Travis Hunter, then Abdul Carter? Or is it Abdul Carter, then Travis Hunter? Shedeur Sanders, by the way, the other quarterback we expect to be a first-round pick, 10-1 now to be that second overall selection. Third best price to go third overall at a 4-1 number. Lazy guy, that plus 145 price on Shedeur Sanders still stands, by the way, for Shedeur to be a top five pick. But again, if he's not going two or three, the Patriots draft fourth, the Jaguars draft fifth. Of course, neither of those organizations need a quarterback. We'll talk more Shedeur Sanders on the other side. In another quarterback that accepted an invite to attend the NFL draft in Green Bay, Jalen Milroe. What does that mean? Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, trying to make sense of the moving markets 2.5 weeks out from the 2025 NFL draft. Of course, we have talked about the change and who the betting favorites are to go second and third overall. Last week, it was Abdul Carter, minus 270 to be the second overall pick. Travis Hunter, minus 185 to be the third overall pick. Now it's Hunter at minus 135 to go two, Carter at minus 110 to go three. Shedeur Sanders, Joe, remains a plus 145 price to be a top five pick. But if he's not going one, two, or three, the Titans, the Browns, and of course the New York Giants, who would seemingly need a quarterback for the future, I'm not sure he's going in the top five. And he's not going number one overall. That should be Cam Ward, now a minus 20,000 favorite. Sanders has a 10-1 price to go second overall. The Browns have that pick at the moment, and a plus 450 price to go third overall. The New York Giants hold that pick at this time as well. Lisa guy, if he's not going in the top three, then does Shedeur Sanders go in the top five?
It's possible because, I mean, if you play it out, right, we know four and five doesn't need a quarterback. New England at four and Jacksonville at five, right? And then Las Vegas with just re-signing Geno Smith, most likely not. Jets, yeah. That's always possible. Well, we talked about it on Friday. You never know in terms of giving, you know, potentially another, I want to say another shot at a starting quarterback, even though we believe Justin Fields is the answer. Carolina, no. It comes down to the Saints. So if you believe the Saints sitting at nine, right, are going to pull the trigger on potentially Shedeur Sanders, does any team potentially like Pittsburgh or anybody else that might need a quarterback reach up and say, you know what, we'll take a shot in the top five? That is why I still believe he could be a top five selection, because if somebody says, you know what, we can't wait to see what happens at eight or nine. And if he's taken at nine, then we're screwed. Why don't we, you know, go up to the top five? That's where I still think the plus 146 has value, because you just never know.
And that, Lisi, to me, would be the answer as well. If you're not betting him at plus 450 to go third overall to the Giants, or a lengthier 10-1 price to go second overall right now to the Browns, then you're really betting the plus 145 that a team is trading up into the top five to not risk it, to not wait, to draft Shooter or Sanders. Now, you could also bet the 145 and the Browns could be like, you know what? We don't really need Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter here. Let's build some draft capital. Somebody trades up to number two overall, and there Shedeur Sanders goes. For him to cash that 10-1 price to be the second overall selection does not necessarily mean the Browns need to be the team making that pick. And Lisa, guy, when you really start to dive through these numbers, you don't really think the Raiders are going to make a move at the quarterback spot after the extension for Geno Smith. More than likely not the New York Jets either. The Panthers still set on Bryce Young. Really at number nine, the New Orleans Saints, who did not invest in a new quarterback this offseason. Of course, got Derek Carr a few years ago, but haven't extended him, haven't given him a raise in a couple of years. That would be the spot, Joe, that if Shedeur Sanders falls out of the top five, that might be the first one that kind of percolates with a, might they do so? Because the Bears are set, the Niners are set, the Cowboys are set, the Dolphins set. I think the Colts are set just because of what the investment needs to be to draft a quarterback in the first round. And then you work your way down to the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21st overall. Lisa, we talked about this market. The team to draft Shedeur Sanders, it became available in the FanDuel Sportsbook middle of last week. The Steelers opened at a 17-1 price. Now it's a 6-1 number. Third best number, but a plus 600 price for the Pittsburgh Steelers to draft Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, if he doesn't go to the Browns, Giants, Saints, or Steelers, you could make the argument based off this draft right now, he might fall out of the first round. And I'm not suggesting that's going to happen, but there's no other team that would waste a first-round selection on Shedeur Sanders at that point. There's nobody else. You want to say maybe Minnesota, okay, depending upon, you know, what transpires with Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying there's no other team.
I mean,
bottom of the barrel, you look at the last five selections, Detroit, Washington, Buffalo, KC, and the Eagles. No shot, right? So 21 is, you know, or maybe 26, just a backup, I guess, for Matt Stafford. I'm just saying, they were looking to ship him this offseason. So, you know, would they take a shot if he fell down there at 26th overall? Maybe. But outside of that, if he doesn't go realistically to those four teams, where is he going, Ben? So it's ironic, but, you know, we have a quarterback that is a first-round talent, second-best quarterback in this class. And we've heard other rumblings, Dart, Milrow, you know, Tyler Shuck. Where are these quarterbacks going?
It's a great point, Joe. Only twice in the last 10 years have we seen two quarterbacks or fewer going the opening round. Of course, just one back in 2022. That was Kenny Pickett to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And back in 2015, when Jameis and Marcus Mariota went 1 and 2 respectively. Then we didn't see another quarterback taken until the third round. Garrett Grayson from Colorado State ended up going to the Saints back in 2015's third round. That really shows you the priority on quarterbacks, Lisey, as of late. And of course, if you are going to invest a first-round pick on a quarterback, you believe this guy has a great chance. If not, you are fully sold on him being the face of your franchise, right? To play through his rookie deal, to get his contract extension, to be that starting QB, basically from week and day number one. This is not perceived as the greatest quarterback class. Lisey, I said right before the break, not just Shedeur Sanders, but Jalen Milrow. An interesting update yesterday from Dane Brugler, who is the Athletic's NFL draft guru. According to his sources, Jalen Milrow, Alabama quarterback, had accepted an invite to the 2025 NFL draft. Now, if you aren't accepting an invite to the NFL draft green room, that means you are a marquee talent. That means you are a top prospect. Oftentimes, Joe, it means you expect to be a first round pick. Could Jalen Milrow actually go in round number one? We discuss up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. It is the quarterback conversation 2.5 weeks away from the 2025 NFL Draft. Of course, the way the NFL Draft is structured now as a TV event, only one round on night number one. That is Thursday, April 24th. The opening round on the opening night. Joe, we've been having the QB conversation. We really feel that at most, there's going to be two, potentially three quarterbacks at the absolute most in the first round. But as we had the conversation about Shedeur Sanders and his draft stock maybe slightly being on a slide, this is not a quarterback-rich draft class. It is not last year when we saw an NFL record 6 quarterbacks taken in the opening round. It's not 2024 or 2023, rather, when we saw 3. It's not 2021 when we saw 5. It could be 2022 where we see only 1 go in the opening round. And more than likely, that is Cam Ward, first overall to Tennessee. I do believe Shedeur Sanders is a first-round pick as well. So who is QB number 3? Joe, an interesting report yesterday. Jalen Milroe, Alabama quarterback, has accepted an invite to attend the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you are accepting an invite to attend the draft, you're going to be in the green room. The cameras are going to be on you, your family members, your loved ones. You are going to be a focus throughout draft coverage, which is great if it's one of the greatest nights of your life and you are in a celebratory mood. It's not so great if you're sitting around and waiting to hear your name called. So if you actually attend the draft, you think of yourself and you have some pretty good indications you are going to be a first-round pick, which makes it incredibly interesting, Joe, that Jalen Milroe has accepted that invitation to attend the NFL draft.
Yeah, it is intriguing when you look at Milroe last year, 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 2,800-plus yards, but he has the physical attributes, right? 4.3, 40, had a pretty good pro day, threw well at the, you know, when he was showcasing his skills and the upside, right? Well, I'm just saying, you know,
he was bad at the combine. He was fine at the pro day.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The pro day, yeah, right? Yeah. Where he ran the 4.3. My point is, and this is where you get down to the upside versus, you know, the quarterback, right? So let's just take Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe. Jalen Milroe is a physical specimen that potentially when he's on could be as good as any quarterback potentially in the game, right? You know, Jaden Daniels-esque, right? You know, is Jaden Daniels a better pocket passer? Absolutely. But he's got a strong arm. He could take the game over with his legs and at times has won games single-handedly with his performances. He's like Anthony Richardson. You got to take the good, the bad, and the ugly. But with the right team and the right tutelage, a team might say, you know what? We could coach that talent up. And he's worth the risk in the first round because if we capture that, we have lightning in the bottle. As opposed to Jackson Dart, that maybe has plateaued at this point in his career. What you see is what you get. He's a good quarterback. He's not an elite quarterback. And maybe he'll be in the league as for the next 10 to 15 years, but most likely as a backup, right? Mason Rudolph-esque, right? That's the problem that a lot of these teams have. Somebody might take him, though, Ben. I mean, and who's to say they don't take him? They might draft him as a quarterback, but maybe he switches position. I don't know. Maybe he goes to running back. I mean, you have a guy that runs 4.3, 40, 225 pounds. and has a, you know, look, Jalen Hurts was named a runner for much of his career before he went to Oklahoma. So you can never say never.
I hear the point, right? I think to be drafted in the first round, that would be insane. And I do not believe that Jalen Milroe will be a first round pick. I think when we have the odds that come out to be a first round pick, I don't think Jalen Milroe is going to have a very short or favorable number. So then why is he attending the NFL draft?
Right.
The natural follow-up. Is he trying to see the sights of Green Bay, Wisconsin? I'm not entirely sure.
I mean, that's just crazy.
There is the entirety of the weekend, right? And it would be a cool thing whenever he hears his name called, because I do think he will be drafted, just not in the first round. Whenever he hears his name called, he is there, a part of the regalia, a part of the fun for it. It is very intriguing, though, Joe, to accept an invite, knowing what that can mean, especially as a quarterback. Last year, Milroe in Tuscaloosa, 16 touchdowns to 11 interceptions, was not nearly as productive through the air as people thought he might be under Kalen DeBoer. Some more NFL draft conversations and plenty more around the National Football League coming your way up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. He is Joe Lisi. I am Ben Stevens. Jalen Milroe, by reports, has accepted an invite to the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay. Of course, Jalen Milroe is a notable name trying to rise in the ranks from Alabama in his collegiate success to where he is in the National Football League. But based, Joe, on his final season in T-Town, not exactly seen as a promising quarterback prospect in the NFL draft that would go in the first round, which is often what you would expect when somebody accepts an invite to attend the NFL draft. Let me ask you this, Lisi guy. You do not think that Jalen Milroe is going to be a first-round pick, correct?
No. I mean, you know, I thought he was a third or a fourth round based off of just his ability to read coverage. He's nowhere near, I'll just put it into perspective, he's nowhere near where Jaden and Caleb were last year, and I still think he's a step under where Shador and obviously Cam are at this point in his career.
So then, Lisi, I guess the next question is, if Jalen Milroe is accepting an invite, and even if it's not a first-round pick, could that be some day two fun and celebration? What I mean by that is, let's say two quarterbacks go in the first round, Cam Ward and wherever Shador Sanders gets slotted in. Is Jalen Milroe even quarterback three, in your opinion?
No, I mean, I mean, if we're talking about just quarterbacks to plug and play immediately, I would take Jackson Dart over Milroe. But again, the physical attributes, we talk about Anthony Richardson, right? With a Joe Milton, right? Look at Joe Milton and his value now a couple of years later, right? You know, being traded to the Cowboys. I think he's better than Tyler Shuck. And I know Shuck has everything, right? The size, the arm, the intangibles. I would put probably Milroe behind Dart, you know, but I think Dart is a much better passer, pocket passer at this point in his career. Again, that's not to take away from Jalen Milroe. It's just that he had struggled. Now, maybe part of it was the new scheme with DeBoer and obviously getting acclimated to that, but I think he's probably the fourth or fifth best quarterback in this class.
I would agree, Joe. I think Jackson Dart, I think Tyler Shuck, I think maybe even Quinn Ewers could hear their name called before that of Jalen Milroe. Heck, my guy Kyle McCord might also hear his name called before Jalen Milroe. But I do wonder because, again, you're accepting the NFL draft invite. You're thinking promising thoughts about where your NFL future is going to begin. It's just compelling from that perspective. It is not a guarantee you accept the invite in the NFL draft is going to be sensational, right? But I think a lot of guys, Joe, have been spooked off the idea of being at the site of the draft if you are especially a quarterback, the most marquee position, if you start to see your draft stock slide. Think Will Levis just 2 years ago in 2023. We entered that draft thinking he might be a top five pick. Of course, did not go until night number two, and the cameras were all over Levis and his family. It was a little bit unfortunate, not so much at the production side of things, but just that he kept being highlighted, and it was a tough night. You could see the emotion.
Yeah, and could this be reverse psychology? Like, you know, the agent maybe forcing the issue and saying, hey, we have a first-round talent, or we believe we have a first-round talent, and maybe that, you know, him being there, a team takes a shot. I don't know. I mean, I've read rumors that Tomlin was in love and the Steelers were in love with Jalen Milroe in terms of the pro day performance. Is that true? Is that window dressing? I guess we'll figure it out. You know, again, which other team is really quarterback needy right here, right now? And we just went through basically only four teams, right? So, and that's a stretch when you think about it, right? Yes, the Saints and Steelers, but outside of that, I mean, maybe Minnesota is a backup. I don't know. Right. I mean, you know, but why are you wasting a first-round selection when you just took J.J. McCarthy? So it's very limited in terms of the teams that would pull the trigger on Jalen Milroe in the first round.
And that's it, Joe. I think you hit the nail on the head right there, right? Why are you wasting a pick at the potential idea of promise? It could make some sense to draft some of these quarterbacks we just mentioned, names we have known for many years in college football. Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, Quinn Ewers, Kyle McCord a little bit later on. But if you're reaching because you are quarterback needy, that's not often a recipe for success in the National Football League. I do wonder, Joe, still what that over-under quarterbacks taken in round number one is going to be. I think 2.5 is the number. I think the under has the juice, at least to begin. Do you think I am wrong in setting that line? Do you think it's 1.5, heavy juice on the over? 2.5, what do you think that number looks like?
I don't think they can make it at 1.5. They'd be really exposing themselves to risk, right? So 2.5 probably would be the number because, you know, we know Shador is a legitimate first-round talent, right? So at the very least, a team, you know, would reach up and grab him potentially. So I think the number's 2.5. I think it's juice to the under as well because, again, you know, we just went through the list. And, you know, even though Jackson Dart might be, let's say, you know, turning heads, who's really going to reach up and grab him? He could fall out the way Will Levis did. And there was much more quarterback needy teams a couple of years ago with Will Levis than there are right now. Outside that, those four, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, the Giants, and Cleveland, there's nobody really else. Everybody's set on their quarterbacks for the next 4 or 5 years.
It's a really good point, Lisa Guy, and it is really interesting because the Browns and the Giants at least need a QB, we would think, for 2026 and beyond, and yet they seem pretty set in the fact they are not going to go quarterback early and often in the opening round, which should probably be some sort of an indication whether they're bad at draft evaluation or the overall consensus around the National Football League. There's not much great elite talent at the top of this draft from a quarterback perspective. Just to talk about Derek Carr's contract quickly here, because that's where I think things get interesting for the Saints, who have that 9th overall pick, of course, a new quarterback, a new coach, and a bright quarterback mind in Kellen Mond. Derek Carr signed his extension when? I'm trying to find it here. I cannot. Why am I missing it? Anyway, we'll come back to it in just a second. But Derek Carr, signed as a free agent in 2023. I think he is under contract through 2026. So 2 more years in New Orleans. Technically, the contract runs through 2029, but the final 3 years are void. So the hefty cap hits really stop Joe at the end of the 2026 season. There would be some cap hits in those final years, but no guaranteed salary past 2026. That's why you could see the Saints drafting a quarterback at 9th overall, because you have some time to develop, led by Derek Carr and the experience, and craft them in the model of Kellen Moore. It's just an idea if the new Saints head coach thinks his offensive scheme fits one of the quarterbacks not named Cam Ward in this draft.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints, again, first-year head coach, aging quarterback that obviously you haven't re-signed in any capacity. He was supposed to take you to a playoff appearance. You couldn't get there. And you have multiple, you know, needs on both sides of the ball. So if the quarterback is there, you have the potential to rebuild in year number two, right? Obviously get understanding of the system in year one, and then year two, hit the ground running. So outside of that, you know, you look at the prices that just are on FanDuel, Ben, of some of these teams. Minnesota, no quarterback in sight, right? When you look at the quarterback price, 200 to 1. You know, I will say the one that keeps jumping out, 14 to 1 for the Rams, because, again, you know, Matt Stafford is aging. Then he was going to ship him off. You had Garoppolo. 14 to 1 might not be a bad spot for one of these guys to land.
For the Saints to use their first pick on a quarterback is plus 270. It is the shortest price. It is the favorite number for New Orleans. We shall see. Lisa Guy, let's turn our attention to some college football. On the other side of the break, live right here on Football Full Circle. Maybe talking those Florida Gators.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
It is Football Full Circle. It is a Monday, but of course, outside of the football realm, tonight is National Championship Monday in the 2025 Men's NCAA Tournament. It's Florida, it's Houston, it's inside a football stadium in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. We expect the game to be sensational. Lisi, today I'm doing the Gator Chomp. Got a green suit to wear live on air for our Sports Grid Bracket Central coverage. If Florida wins tonight, I win a couple of brackets. I win the Sports Grid Bracket for pride. I win my college buddies bracket for about 800 bones. And I cash a national championship ticket on the Florida Gators that I had back in early February. You know what else I'll have still in the old FanDuel account, even after tonight's conclusion, win or lose? Another ticket. Doing the Gator Chomp, my first win total bet of the 2025 college football campaign ahead, Florida Gators, over 6.5 wins. Thoroughly impressed by the job that Billy Napier did in 2024 with an incredibly difficult gauntlet and a quarterback in DJ Lagway that was not fully healthy for the entirety of the season. The Gators were an underdog in plenty of their games. They were competitive, and they picked up plenty of outright wins. I like that improvement with a healthy DJ Lagway, who will enter the SEC in 2025 as one of the prominent quarterbacks in this conference. So I like Florida going over 6.5 wins in the 2025 college football season. Talk to me. Am I crazy?
Yeah, you're always crazy. I understand the upside of DJ Lagway. I get that. But let's look at the actual schedule to see if they can actually back that up. Two easy wins, South Florida and LIU. Then they have to go on the road to Baton Rouge, a rivalry game with the University of Miami and Carson Beck. Texas, they're going to win. Okay, we'll give them Beck because we don't know where Beck's head is at the moment, you know, with obviously the situation transpiring with his girlfriend and the stolen cars. Right. We get that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Texas with Arch Manning. Okay? Texas A&M in College Station. All right, we'll give them the win against Miss State. Georgia, the rivalry game, played them tough last year. You never know. We'll say they lose. Kentucky's a win. Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Florida State. So I'll say under. I don't think they're getting there. I think they're a 6-6 football team. I think Georgia, Tennessee will beat them. I do feel Texas beats them. I think LSU beats them. They could lose that game at A&M, and obviously the rivalry game. I don't have them more than 6 wins, Ben. So,
all right.
I don't know what to tell you.
Fair enough. Listen, Florida with a fully healthy DJ Lagway was booked as an underdog 8 times in 2024 because of how difficult that schedule was. They were not great in their first 2 games in the swamp against Miami or against A&M. They did not cover those numbers, booked as a field goal dog or fewer. But in their next games as an underdog, outright win against UCF, overtime thriller against Tennessee, lost that game, but did cover as a double-digit dog in Knoxville. They went outright against Kentucky. They covered the cocktail party against Georgia and had a lead against the Dogs early before the hamstring injury to DJ Lagway. They went outright against LSU in the swamp, and they beat Ole Miss as a 2-touchdown dog, winning by 7, absolutely derailing the Rebs' potential of winning a college or making the college football playoff. Joe, I love what I see there out of a team not expected to perform and then outperformed on those expectations. So with that in mind, give me the Florida Gators over 6.5. I bet the over at minus 128. It is now minus 156. I believe LIU, that's a win. No doubt about it. South Florida in the swamp, that is a win. We'll split. We'll head to Death Valley. We'll take down that fraud and BK and a wide receiver core. That's supposed to be great. They really are. Garrett Nussmeier is going to put up outlandish numbers in 2025. We'll win at Miami. Not even worried about that. Like how I'm saying we? That's 3 right there.
Yeah, okay.
Mississippi State, Kentucky, Ole Miss. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you're right at 6. You're right at 6. You're right at 6. That's exactly
Sell, 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 like the market on this Monday.
Here's the issue with Napier. You're right. He saved his job last year in the emergence of DJ Lagway. Now there's pressure again. You know, because, again, you can't be a 6-win football team with DJ Lagway. Sure. You sold it last year. You're overexceeded. You got back to a bowl. You won the bowl game. Great. All well and good. But now the pressure's on. You can't regress. So, you know, we'll see how they respond. Napier did a really nice job, you know, when he settled the ship after they got blown out by Miami, you know, in Gainesville. That was a terrible loss to start the year.
Terrible.
And they, they regrouped, and they had great wins down the stretch. Ole Miss, LSU in the swamp, back-to-back games. We'll see if they can continue the momentum. Defense takes the next step. They're going to be there. You know, will they be a legit SEC contender? If he can get them to do that and they go 10-2, look out, baby. Yeah. Then Florida's back on the map.
No doubt about it, Joe. It will be year 4 in Gainesville under Billy Napier. And we know how prolific he and his Louisiana teams were when booked as an underdog in those 4 years, leading the Ragin' Cajuns. Joe, in his 3 years in Gainesville, Florida as an underdog with all they did last year, 13-9 against the spread. Again, I have some belief in this Florida team, but it is the SEC in this expanded and changing climate of college football. It is not going to be easy to get to 7 wins and certainly not going to be easy to contend for the SEC crown. Still, the teams that you would expect to be the front runners for the conference championship are Texas and Arch Manning at plus 250. Georgia, second best price at plus 360. Alabama 6-1. Tennessee plus 750. LSU plus 950. Ole Miss a 10-1 price. Florida is at 30-1, just to compare. Lisa Guy, I've got an idea that you're going to be betting that Bayou Bengals number at plus 950, fifth best to win the SEC.
Yeah, maybe not win the SEC because that's a little tricky, but they're definitely making the college football playoff at an 8.5 win total. If not, Brian Kelly's on the hot seat as well.
There's no doubt about that either. Lisa Guy entering year number 4 in Baton Rouge. LSU has gotten off to some slow starts, hoping for better in 2025. Plenty more to come on Football Full Circle next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
So we're talking about the SEC because Florida plays in the men's basketball national championship game tonight. My first win total bet entering the 2025 college football campaign is also on the Gators over 6.5 wins. Lisi guy, Texas and Arch Manning will have a ton of expectation this year. Plus 250 for the Longhorns to win the SEC, plus 650. Second best price to win a national championship. Do you believe that Arch and the Longhorns under Steve Sarkisian will live up to that billing?
It's hard. I'll just say that. You know, they had a great team last year. And again, we saw them play down to the level of competition. And when Quinn Ewers had an opportunity to tie that game up, they couldn't convert against Ohio State. Will they be there from an offensive perspective? Absolutely. Still concerns about the defense, though. I honestly still have those concerns to compete with the likes, big picture over the course of the next two or three seasons, of the likes of Georgia, LSU, and obviously, you know, the Ohio State Buckeyes defending national champs. We'll see. You know, everything's out there, but the pressure's on Arch. Could he outscore teams this year? Absolutely. But we know defense ultimately, you know, moves the needle and gets it done.
Yeah.
We'll see. I wouldn't make that bet. To win the SEC, it's a pretty good bet, but again, you know, they have the best quarterback on paper. Now he's got to live up to it.
Yeah, we'll see exactly what the SEC looks like. A couple of changing faces at the quarterback spot. Arch Manning in there for Texas. Of course, we know his name, and he did play a ton, but did not win the starting job over Quinn Ewers. Gunnar Stockton, who had to fill in for the injured Carson Beck, should be the guy, we would presume, for UGA. Garrett Nussmeier returns for LSU. You know, I have a lot of belief in DJ Lagway and the Florida Gators. But, Joe, for Alabama, we'll see who that new quarterback is going to be under Kalen DeBoer in year number two. One good thing for the Crimson Tide, making his way back to work on DeBoer's staff as the offensive coordinator is Ryan Grubbs, who was his OC with DeBoer for basically the entirety of DeBoer's coaching career, was the offensive coordinator in Seattle for the Washington Huskies with DeBoer when they reached that national championship game, remained the OC in Seattle for the Seahawks this past year. He's now back with DeBoer in Tuscaloosa in Alabama at a 6-1 price, third best price to win the SEC.
Yeah, now, again, you know, coordinators are tough, especially on the college level. You know, Alabama for years was able to revolve offensive coordinators, right? Sarkisian, Lane Kiffin, Brian Daboll, and they never missed a beat under Nick Saban. That was what made Saban the mad scientist. We'll see. Ty Simpson supposedly is supposed to be the guy. Can he pick up the system for the most part? Well, again, we'll see. Is he, you know, I don't know if Alabama last year, they still have Ryan Williams, but what does that mean, you know, big picture? What does that mean for this team defensively? They regressed in some games, and we'll see how they play the rest of the SEC, because if the defense falls off a cliff, doesn't matter what the offense does, they're not winning an SEC championship or getting to the college football playoff.
Nikki Treat still there in Knoxville. Of course, that is Nico Iamaleava. He has, he and his volunteers at a plus 750 price have the fourth best number to win the SEC. Ole Miss will have a new quarterback, Austin Simmons, kind of the front runner for that gig as of this moment after losing Jackson Dart, and a South Carolina team with Lenora Sellers that was incredibly productive in 2025. Lisa Guy, when you look at those national title prices, a lot of the same teams that we had entering last year are still there. Ohio State, the reigning national title winners, Julian Sain, probably their new quarterback, the Alabama transfer in Columbus. Again, Texas, second best price. Oregon, third best number. Georgia, fourth best number. The team that has the fifth best price has its most expectation in shortest number to actually win a national championship, maybe in the entirety of the James Franklin tenure. That's now more than a decade in state college. Joe, that's Penn State, 8-1 price on the Nittany Lions because of all they return on both sides of the football. Of course, that starts with the QB in Drew Allen. Will you be on the Penn State hype train entering 2025, or will you be a little bit more cautious?
Again, Drew Allen, you know how I feel about him. But here's the thing, Ben. If you believe in Penn State, right, and you think this is their year, for me, I would not take a shot on the 8-1 price national championship. I'd rather book them at plus 340 to win the Big Ten.
Yeah. And Joe, I think that would be the way to look at it as well. Again, the Nittany Lions, they have Oregon at home. They have to visit Ohio State. No Michigan on the radar for a second consecutive year. He is Joe Lisi. I am Ben Stevens. Football Full Circle returns tomorrow, noon Eastern time on Sports Grid Radio.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.